Good evening. I'm doing it all here this evening. I figured out how to run this machine. Good evening. How are you? I'm going to start a little differently this evening. Oh, I am recording. First of all, because so many people seem to be having little difficulties. Hi, how are you? So I'm going to start with something that I found today. I'm always cleaning out something. I'm always finding something that, where it comes from, I don't know. And this is, why be defeated when you are free to draw upon a higher power that can do everything for you? The mind, ever the willing servant, will respond to boldness. For boldness, in effect, is a command to deliver mental resources. A command to be bold. Remember in the Bible it said, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. All these different problems that we seem to face in life and so forth, we immediately forget that there's a power within us that is bigger than any problem that we can face. Bigger than any problem that we can face. So if it's financial, if it's relationships, if it's a job, if it's health, you have to remember that this power inside is bigger than anything on the outside of life. And then go to that and go to it with boldness and state that fact. State that finances are wonderful, that money is always freely circulating in your life, that you always have divine surplus, that it's the life of God, the vitality of God, that's working through you, keeping you healthy, that all the trillions of cells in your body are encoded with that divine spirit, with that cosmic power. And if you have trillions of cells inside of you that knows that, look at the backup that you have. Look at the backup system that you have. So think of that. You see, we look at ourselves just as this body and so forth. But each one of the little cells in our body is a universe. And it's filled with energy. And it's filled with that intelligence and that knowledge. But we seem to forget that. Because we judge by appearances. And we listen to the world outside. And we listen to other people who say it must be done this way. Stop thinking that. If you have an idea, stay with that idea. Don't let people talk you out of it. That is a divine idea in the mind of God. And if you get that idea, you have to have everything available to make that idea come true. So right now everyone is saying, real estate is in the tank. That is absolutely not true. That is a falsehood. It is a fact. Ignore that fact. Remember, we must learn not to live in facts, but to live in the truth. And the truth always is. Money is always freely circulating in your life. There's always a divine surplus. Health is always within your body. All kinds of relationships are already inside of you. So you listen to what's going on the inside of life. Not what's going on the outside of life. And we buy into that. How many times have I said, the world is very convincing. Don't allow it to convince you. Don't allow it to convince you. There may be so many ways that the human mind can figure out how to solve a problem. But in the mind of God, which we all live, move, and have our being in, there are many more ways. So you have to remember, don't be defeated. Draw upon the higher power that can do everything for you. That can do everything for you. The stress and struggle and strain in your life does not have to be there. You think it is there because you think I have it all to do. I must do all this myself. Well, if I thought that when I got up in the morning, I wouldn't get out of bed. When I get up in the morning, I say, geez, I'm going to have a wonderful day because I have a friend that knows how to do this. I have a friend that knows how to do this. Then I sit and do my treatment work, do my mental work, and I convince my mind that that is so. And my day unfolds the way I want it to. I don't drop back in to that it cannot be done, or it must only be done this way. I know perfectly well that I am not that intelligent. But I know that my friend has all the intelligence in the universe. So why not use that? Why not use that? Henry Ford became a very wealthy man because he realized that he didn't know it all. And he hired people who knew more than he did. And he paid them good money. And they built his business for him. And they built his business for him. I know many people that are in business, and they will not relinquish anything to anybody else. And they wonder why their business won't grow. There's always somebody that knows more than you do. And there's always this thing called God that knows how to do it. So learn to go there with that. Learn to go there with that. And these problems that you have will start to go away. Will start to go away. We have within us this little thing called an ego mind. You know, it's the little I am. And the little I am wants to become the big I am. And it constantly convinces you that it knows how to do it. And it does not know how to do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't get into all the situations you get into. You wouldn't get into them. So when you get up in the morning, know that you can draw upon this higher power. Make this higher power your friend. And admit, I don't know how to do this. But I know you do, so you do it. I say that all the time. I don't have an idea what's going on here. But I know you do. But I know you do. It's an interesting story about an older woman who was a very good practitioner. And she could heal people. And she could make demonstrations for people. And they asked her, how do you do that? She said, you know, people come to me. And they sit there and they talk and they talk and they talk and they talk. She said, when they leave, I go outside and I say, you know, God, I don't know a damn thing they said. But you do, so you do it. But you do, so you do it. How many times have that happened in your life and you think you have to solve it? Just admit, I don't know how to do this. But I know you know how to do it. And let this power work in, as, and through you. Remember, you are a part of it. You are a part of it. All you are is God, but you are not all that God is. And this thing that we call God, cosmic power, cosmic intelligence, its outlet is you. It's you. It has to come through you in order to work. It does not come through you because you cannot get your bloated nothingness out of the way. Remember, you have to get yourself out of the way and be able to say, I don't know how, but I know you do. I don't know how, but I know you do. I was working with a client this week, having a very difficult problem. Couldn't figure out the problem. I knew exactly what the problem was this time. I didn't even have to go to my friend to figure out the problem. The problem was they wanted to be right. They wanted to be right. And at all costs, they were going to be right. There is nothing wrong with being wrong. It takes a great deal of character and courage to say, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. And then the situation turns around again. But as long as you're trying to prove that you're right, as long as you're trying to prove that you know everything, and that you know it all, your life is not going to work the way you want it to. How many times have you heard the expression, let go, let God? Let go, let God. How many times have you heard, you must surrender to that? You must surrender to it. And we're afraid to surrender. Why are we afraid to surrender? If we say we believe in this power, that we say that we believe in this God, why are we afraid to surrender to it? Are we afraid that it's going to destroy us? That it's not going to do the right thing? God is always going to do the right thing. Always going to do the right thing. Because God does it through you. And God loves you so much. God created you. So God is always going to do the right thing for you. So don't be afraid to surrender. Don't be afraid to ask for help. To ask for help. And it's very easy. All you have to do is say, I don't know, but I know you do. But I know you do. So you do it. Remember, fun and entertainment. Ways and means. Let God do what God does. Let God do what God does. I'm reminded of 20 or 25 years ago when I was in meditation. And I'm going to call it an angel. It was behind me. And I knew perfectly well that something was happening. And I could feel hands on my shoulders. I never turned around. But that angel, which I'm calling the angel, call it what you want, spiritual guide, whatever, it doesn't matter, said to me, Dallas, from now on, I'm going to take care of you. Because I'm much better at it than you are. Because I'm much better at it than you are. From that day to this day, I've never worried about it, about anything. I know that I'm being taken care of. And you must know that you're being taken care of. And there is no ego involved, no macho stuff involved. You see, doesn't mean that you're a child, doesn't mean that type of taken care of. It's a wonderful, wonderful freedom that you have when you know you're being taken care of. I've used this all so many times. And I have no idea what the name of the movie was. But it was Anthony Hopkins. And he studied gorillas in the forest. And he finally took off all his clothes and joined the gorilla pack. Now, they finally caught up with him and thought the man was crazy. And they said to him, what was that experience? He said, it was an experience like no other experience I ever had. Because the big gray took complete care of us, watched over us all the time, and protected us. And that's what you have to know about God. Always taking care of you, always watching over you, and always willing to give you everything. But you must move yourself out of the way. You must move yourself out of the way. Now, what are some of the ways that we can move ourselves out of the way? Aha! Don't you think we have to know that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter? And that we matter. You see? And we think we don't matter enough for God to help us. We think we don't matter enough. We think we're not worthy enough. We think we're not deserving enough, and we certainly think we're not lovable enough. How could anyone love me? Look at me. I'm a mess. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. And you must learn to do that for yourself. You must hold yourself in that high esteem. So that when you see yourself in a mirror, you say, "Isn't that a wonderful person?" Instead of saying, "Oh, wow, that's awful. Mom, look at my hair. Look at this. Oh, that's wrong." I have trained myself to hear my mind. And when it puts me down, I correct it immediately. And the other day I looked in a mirror. And if you've ever been to my home, I have a few mirrors. And the reflection did not look right to me. And my mind told me that. And I said, "You are a liar. You are a liar. I am a wonderful human being. And I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. So don't pull that on me again." This is the way you talk to your mind. You may not allow it to get away with one iota of negativity. You must not allow it to tell you anything derogatory about you. Anything derogatory. Because it is not true. It is not true. You're always whole, complete, and perfect. Remember, the dish is never dirty. So train your minds to do that for you. And do worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! I was talking about the matter dance, I think, on Thursday night, the Thursday night class, and I mentioned you had sent me the gratitude dance on, and apparently, and then somebody else said, "Oh, now they're doing another dance." And I think that that's absolutely wonderful, and I'll tell you why I think that's wonderful. Because this idea, we all live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. That idea just came to me to do that. But that opened that up now for other people. Now they don't call it the matter dance, they call it the gratitude dance, they call it that. You see, ideas are in the mind of God. They belong to everybody. You see. Just because I had that idea, I don't put a patent on that and say, "Ha, but you can't have that, that's my idea." You see. Ideas are always freely floating in the mind of God. Anyone can have those ideas. Anyone can have those ideas. Remember, the radio was invented by two different people on two different continents at the same time. The idea is there. The idea is always there. Here again, you want an idea. You go to this thing that we call God and say, "I need an idea." I need an idea. And I want an idea that produces money. And then an idea will come to you. Will come to you. Okay? I want to talk a moment about something else that I have noticed recently. I have come in contact with so many people lately, and the theme seems to be, I'm not appreciated. Appreciated. They don't appreciate me at work. My boss doesn't appreciate me. My boyfriend doesn't appreciate me. My husband doesn't appreciate me. Well, that's a bunch of bunk, people. You have to appreciate yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. If you're sitting around waiting for somebody to appreciate you, give up that idea. It may take a long, long time, and it may never happen. So you have to do it for yourself, remember? Life is a do-it-yourself project. But this little mind says, if somebody doesn't appreciate me, then I don't know that I'm appreciated. You have to know that for yourself. You have to know that for yourself. The mind loves to play these little games on you. Loves to try to get appreciation out of people. How many people love to fish for a compliment from somebody? Don't. Give yourself a compliment. When you were children or teenagers, did you ever wear something that you just felt so good? Oh, boy, I look really great. I'm the bee's knees, you know? And you just strut around and no one says a damn thing. No one says a damn thing. They won't even give you a compliment. You see, you have to know that you look great. You do not need outside approval. You do not need outside approval. If you're on a job and you're waiting for your boss to appreciate you, your mind is going to be occupied on that and not on the job. If you get your mind working on the job, your boss will notice. Your boss will notice. Many people appreciate you, but they don't bother to tell you. They just don't bother to tell you. How many times have you walked by somebody and you're a block away and you say, oh, I should have said something. They looked nice. But you didn't say it in that instant. You didn't say it in that instant. And they're the same way. They probably wanted to compliment you. But they didn't do it. So you cannot wait to be appreciated from somebody else. You have to know that you are appreciated. And who appreciates you? God appreciates you. And that's the thing that counts. God appreciates you. So don't let your mind take you to that place where you feel that you need recognition, that you need appreciation, or that you need a compliment. Those things are wonderful. And we must all learn to do that for other people. But they are not necessary. They are not necessary. You have to know it for yourself. You have to know that for yourself. And so many people are waiting for that. Remember last week I told you about the Peanuts cartoon? And there was little Charlie Brown saying to Lucy, if somebody would just tell me they loved me. She said, what? If somebody would just tell me they loved me, everything would be all right. My life would just work wonderfully if somebody would tell me they love me. And she said, is that all you want? And that's what's going to make it for you? You want somebody to tell you you love them? You love them? He said, yes. If somebody would tell me they loved me, that would make everything right. She looked him in the face and said, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. You can't put that power in somebody else's hands. It has to stay in you, in your own hands. And that's what we do constantly. We give that power to somebody else. Learn to appreciate yourself. Learn to love yourself. Learn to see yourself as that wonderful human being that you truly are. Learn to know that you're connected to this thing that we call God, and that you will be throughout eternity. You will be connected. There's always much more to life than meets the eye. And you must know that and see that and learn to appreciate yourself. Learn to appreciate yourself. So don't make that a theme in your life, a quest in your life, that you feel unappreciated, because you're not unappreciated. It's a little trick the mind is doing to you to keep you where you are and to keep you depressed or whatever else it's trying to do to you. Each and every one of us must learn to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps. Must learn to pick ourselves up. And we can all do it when you know that you have that power within you, and that that power will always come to your aid. Will never fail you. The only thing that will ever fail you is your own thinking. The only thing that will fail you is your own thinking. Your own thinking about yourself. Your own thinking about yourself. And what we know about thinking is it can be changed. What has been done can be undone. So whatever was done to you that you think makes you less than, or you think you haven't been appreciated, erase that from your mind, from your thinking, and know that this thing that we call God appreciates you, and that you do not need, although it would be nice, you do not need the appreciation of anything on the outside of life. Because if you put your power with somebody else and they can say they appreciate you, and that takes you on a great big emotional high, they can rip the carpet out from under you just as easily. They can rip the carpet out from under you. But no one can rip the carpet out from under you if you know your worth. If you know your worth, no one can do it. I had a wonderful friend. Hattie Johnson was her name. She was a reverend. Hattie Johnson was black. People used to say to me, oh, you know, your friend there, the black woman. And I would go, who? I never saw her as black. But one day I said to Hattie, Hattie, how do you feel when you hear the N-word? She said, Dallas, it doesn't bother me in the least. She said, I know who I am. I know who I am. You see, if you know who you are, anything that anyone tells you does not bother you, does not take your foundation away. If you know who you are, if you know that God already appreciates you, if you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, then what anybody says to you that sounds derogatory can't bother you in the least. Because you have a firm foundation. A firm foundation. Metaphysically, what it means, when you hear it in the Bible, you must build your house upon a rock, means a solid foundation. You must build your thinking upon a solid foundation. A solid foundation of who you are. A foundation that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. But people build their homes on what? Sand. Which shifts and changes all the time. Every time a wind comes. Oh, I appreciate you. No, I don't. Oh, now I appreciate you. No, I don't. If you're a solid rock, they can say anything and you stand right there. In your truth, that you know that you're part of this thing called God. That you're completely appreciated. That you're always held in the highest of esteem. And it's your opinion that counts. Remember, what other people think about you is none of your business. It's none of your business what other people think about you. It's what you're thinking about yourself. I often hear people say, I wonder what they're thinking about me. They're probably thinking nothing about you. They're too involved in thinking about themselves. Learn to think about yourself. Learn to think, oh, geez, I'm a wonderful human being. Instead of thinking, I wonder if they think I'm nice. Who cares? You know if you're nice, if you're not nice. If you're not nice, change it. Just change it. Make yourself nice. We're always inventing ourselves, people. We're the ones that are doing that. And we can change anytime we want. We can become anything we want. So, remember Shakespeare? Assume a virtue if you have it not. Assume that you're nice and you will become nice. So learn to assume good things about yourself instead of always assuming bad things about yourself. And know that this power is in you, as you and through you. And you're not going to escape it. You cannot live outside of God. You cannot do it. It's an impossibility. Why is it an impossibility? Because God is all there is. God is all there is. There is no separation whatsoever. It's all unity. We're all one. We're all working for the same thing. So learn to appreciate yourself. Learn to like yourself. You will see all the difference in the world. So that when you go past those different mirrors and so forth, and it says the wrong thing, correct it immediately. Correct it immediately. You must learn to make your mind think what you want to think. You must learn to make your mind think what you want to think. Remember, you are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. So think. Learn to detach yourself from this sack of water that you live in. Learn to stand over here and look at that mind and say, no, that isn't what I want. If you type something on the screen of your computer and it didn't say what you wanted, wouldn't you delete it and put in what you wanted? But yet you let your mind tell you all kinds of things and you say, okay, that's right. What's not right? It's not right at all. You can learn to control your mind. You can learn to control your thinking. This is what you must do. You must learn that. It is one of the secrets to living. It will make your life wonderful. And no one will be able to shake you from your foundation. There'll be no doubts in your mind. People can call you all kinds of things. and it will not bother you. It will not bother you because you know who you are and you're standing on that rock. You're standing on that foundation and you cannot be budged from that. And you see, when I say that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, you allow your mind to erode that. You allow your mind to erode it by saying, oh, I did that wrong. Oh, this, oh my, oh, it didn't look quite nice. This happened, that happened. No, no. Do not allow your mind to talk you out of that. Don't do it. So learn to appreciate yourself. Okay, I have some other little cards that I found today. The infinite intelligence which gave me this desire leads, guides, and reveals to me the perfect plan for the unfolding of my desire. I know the deeper wisdom of my subconscious is now responding, and what I feel and claim within is expressed in the without. There is balance, equilibrium, and success in my life. And so it is. Isn't that wonderful? See, balance, equilibrium, and success in my life. You have to know that. You have to know that. Infinite intelligence, which gave me this desire. You see, you have to. How many times have I said, if you get a desire, you have to have everything available to you to make that desire come true. Otherwise, you're talking about a God that would be torturing you. And God does not do that. You would not have the desire to do something unless that desire could come to you. It's an impossibility. This is a great one for people who are worried financially. I am